Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a big prize to give away here today, Hugh Douglas. We have CombOcon qualifying prize pack today.
CombOcon
includes the rocks glasses, the Jack Daniel's umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, and the Weber grill brush. And of course, if you win today, you're entered for the grand prize courtesy of Garrett's Appliance, the Weber grill, and the Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler and the cornhole set. Looking for a notable breakup? Certainly feels like we're headed for one with AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts at some point. All right, before we go back to the phones, Jason Kelce on the morning show today. This was interesting. I never heard this story before. You know, talking about teammates and not always getting along. You've told stories of your career not always getting along, but figuring it out right over time. Jason relayed one of those stories this morning between him and Lane Johnson. Listen to this.
Me and Lane Johnson one year. I'll put this out there. Me and Lane Johnson one year at the end of Chip Kelly's career. Lane made a comment in the media, said something along the lines of, you know, we're. The up-tempo offense is way too hard on us in practice, and we're working too difficult, and guys are getting fatigued. And I remember reading that, and I'm like, dude. And I went out and said something in the media and said, you know, what does Lane know? Lane's only been with the Philadelphia Eagles. How does he know what it feels like to do other practices? He's only practiced with Chip Kelly. So he's saying something and parroting something from what other guys are saying. And, like, to be honest, I think we're pretty pampered here in Philadelphia. And Lane then made another comment. Lane and I didn't talk for an entire offseason.
Wow.
Lane is like one of my best friends. Like, I love that guy. And this is part of being on a team. There are so many ups and downs. And, like, I've gotten into yelling matches with Jeff Stoutland, a guy that I consider like almost like a father. This thing brings out emotions and sides of people because you all want to win so bad.
The stakes are so high.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hugh, that's an interesting story. I mean, two guys that played together a long time, obviously won a championship together at some point down the line, but they had a moment earlier in their careers where they didn't talk for a while.
Yeah, it's grown man stuff, man. It's how you handle things. You know, like a lot of times, you know, you might not see eye to eye, but you respect that person's opinion. You respect their position on whatever it is they do, and you move on. And sometimes it's harder to do. Like, when you're in the moment, it's hard to do. You know, but when you get older and you look at certain things differently as you get older, you're like, hey, man, that was just water under the bridge. And what we had, you know, the camaraderie that we had is bigger than these petty squabbles.
Yeah, well, it has to be. Now, well, I would say this, and it's a great story by Jason. It does apply, like, you know, just context to this stuff within locker rooms. They didn't talk during the off season. Like, it's one thing to not – like, if Jalen and AJ don't talk all offseason, what a care. Who cares, right? Like, we're going to move on. They are a quarterback and receiver. They need to be on the same page.
It's a different scenario.
Yeah,
no,
like,
question about
Sunday,
that.
They got to make plays together. Again, we all watched the game this past Sunday. Did they look on the same page on those throws, the 11 targets?
And that's the problem.
Yes.
You're trying to do intimate things, and you're not really that intimate. And what I mean by that is, you know – you hear stories back in the day of quarterbacks, you know, the receivers working in off season and things of that nature. I don't know this for sure, but it doesn't feel like they've done that in a while.
Well, remember this past offseason, wasn't AJ looking for a quarterback to throw to him?
Yeah.
That always gets brought up, right?
That's how you grow that continuity. But I'll even go as far as I haven't heard Smitty say anything about throwing with Jalen in off season. Like, these were things that quarterbacks used to do early in their career, and then as they progress, it doesn't happen anymore.
If I remember correctly, when Jalen was young, second year maybe, he did have everyone out to somewhere. I forget. And they threw. Maybe it happens that we don't know about it, but I remember it being a story then, you know, early in his career. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Lamar in Philly, who thinks I'm going overboard. What a new take here. What's up, Lamar?
Oh, Joe, man, listen. Hey, Hugh, I don't understand some of your points either, Hugh, but I'm going to get to that. You guys got to make it make sense.
Okay.
What position players are complaining? Not the Devontae Smith that has good numbers this year. Not the Dallas Goedert. Goedert sat here for 5 years, never complained when AJ was getting 120 balls a year, whatever it was.
Wait a minute. Hey, Lamar, can I ask you a question? Like, before I'm going to let you go. But how do you know they're not complaining? Because you haven't heard about it?
No, that's what I'm asking. What I'm asking you, Hugh, is Goedert was on his way out of here this year. They deemed him expendable. We don't need you. Okay, now he's having a career year. Why complain now? You didn't complain when you wasn't getting the ball. Also, Barkley have went and said in front of the camera, you just said, Joe, why don't anybody step up and say anything? Barkley just said. For 5 minutes, he said it redundantly. I don't care what it looks like. We just win. We just want to win. I don't care what it looked like. He said absolutely clearly as you can possibly say it. This ain't Madden. This ain't Sims. I just want to win. That's all we care about. We do not care what it looked like. So after Barkley says that and after Jalen says it, I can care less about the other opinions. Another thing is, Hugh, you also mentioned when guys get money, right? You mentioned the guy to get the money get funny. Hey, Hugh, you know that that's not all the way true. You also know that when you get money, those people around you that ain't getting the money get funny as well. We all know this. So it's just like if you become an established billionaire or millionaire, whatever it is, you notice some of your friends start looking at you different. Like, oh, man, he think he better now. So, again, that's a whole nother issue. My third point to you, Joe, would be if these guys can go and talk to AJ, why must the girly grown men that own the stadium or do whatever they're doing, why must they go through Russini to get the Hurts? So they can go talk to AJ.
So this is where I would say, Lamar, maybe think about it from a different perspective. So I agree with you. Like, why should any of this go to the media? If I was on the team, I wouldn't do that. But perhaps, and I don't know, I mean, I'll recklessly speculate, perhaps they have tried to handle this internally. They've not gotten the results they wanted, so now they're going public with this. Have you thought about that way?
I thought about that, but listen to what you're saying. You're saying Jeffrey Lurie, whoever else in that building that's important, these billionaires have gotten so irritated with a guy that they're paying. their employee.
Yeah.
That now the only way to get through to them is calling some girl out in L.A., a media member, and say, hey, listen, can you drop this little bomb this
Lamar,
week?
Are,
man,
you,
listen,
are you new here? Are you new
like
here? Lamar, hold on. Are you
no,
new?
I'm definitely not new here.
Sometimes I think we block things out. Do you remember the stories that started coming out about Wentz before they got rid of him? Do you remember that stuff?
That.
Well, why do you think teams do this?
Why don't you understand this?
let me ask you a question then, Joe.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If your numbers wasn't what they needed to be.
Sure.
And you wasn't doing what you need to do on the radio.
They'd get me out of here.
At the end of the day, would you respect it more if your bosses went and talked to the girl at Wawa and said, hey, can you possibly start this little rumor? Or would you rather them come directly to you?
Well, of course directly to me. And I'm not saying
isn't that the point?
Yeah, I don't agree
They're
with...
They're not going directly
right,
to
like, I don't think it's... my point is, everything that happened this week is a joke. They should not have... No one should be going to Diana Rossini. No one should be feeding this to Derek Gunn. I'm with you. But they are, so then you have to figure out why. Like, that's the point here.
And
no one said it's right.
And another thing, Lamar, you know, I'm going to push back a little bit when you talk about the money thing. I mean, you're talking about everybody in there is a millionaire. So what is your point? Like, it's not like his friends. May I please finish? And then I'll let you have the floor. But the point that you're trying to make does not fly when everybody in the locker room is driving $100,000 cars and things of that nature, and they're saying he's acting funny. That applies when you have friends that you grew up with that are not making the same kind of money you're making, but everybody in the parking lot ride nice.
Hey, Hill, you know what a guy told me one time, Hill, about 20 years ago? He said, listen, at some point, the best of friends go their own ways. Right now, what you're doing with what they're doing with Jalen and what you're doing with AJ is, when you talk about money, Hugh, there's money, then there's a different type of money. Yes, they all are making money, but you and I both know there's statistics that say most players are broke 5 years after their league. Well, right now, Jalen Hurst is rubbing shoulders with Michael Jordan. You have never seen Michael Jordan in a press box in this stadium ever. So right now, maybe he is onto other things. Maybe he's spreading himself thin. But at the end of the day, I asked friends this question this week, Hugh, and I'll ask you and Joe the same thing. When the last time y'all seen A.J. Brown jump for a ball? I didn't see Jahad Dotson jump. I mean, leave his feet and attack the ball. When last time have you guys seen it? I only seen it this year in the Denver Broncos game when he jumped up at him at the Hail Mary ball. Other than that, the guy acts like he just emotionally checked out of football.
I agree, I feel Lamar. Some of that too. Yeah.
Here's the thing, Lamar. Nobody's absolving A.J. of anything, but we're quick to absolve Jalen and his part in all of this. Like, that's the thing that I think the people aren't getting. I'm not putting this all on Jalen, but Jalen's a part of this. Like I'm not letting Kevin Petullo not getting a pass either. Nobody's getting a pass. But it's like everybody's quick to say what Jalen isn't doing when none of us know for sure.
Yeah.
But I tell you one thing that I do know, that there's been a lot of trepidation about Jalen for years, and this is the first time that it's gotten to this point. There's been a lot of trepidation about that.
I'll say this. There's 52, whatever, maybe 40, 50 snaps a game, and Kevin Petullo takes none of them. At the end of the day, I said this to another show maybe last night. If I got a Lamborghini tomorrow, or if I'm buying my kid her first car, I'm not buying her a Lambo. What the Eagles did here is they basically bought Kevin Petullo in, and they gave him the keys to the most expensive Lambo on the planet and say, here, never had any experience doing any of it.
Yeah, no, and Lamar, it's fair. And they also gave him a car that it should be easy to drive, but in some ways, because of the personalities, it's not. Like, I'm with you on that. Lamar, what do you got for us for a CombOcon for a notable breakup?
I'm going to say Jay-Z and Dame Dash.
All right, we appreciate it, Lamar. All right, so Lamar comes in that I'm being overboard, and he's going through all these things, right? I'm listening to it. I feel like we're having the syndrome where we think, like, you know what happened to that guy? It'll never happen to me. Every time we talk through this, I keep coming back to it because it's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of Russell Wilson. He got paid in Seattle. I think there was jealousy there because he became the face. Everyone associated him with the wins. And his teammates said, what are you talking about? Like, he's fine. He's good. But, like, he wins because we're us. And it became friction. And we're just sitting here like this will never derail us. If you went back 12 years ago and you said to anyone watching football, would that Seahawks team win just one Super Bowl? No one said, no, come on, they're going to win multiple.
Yeah,
they're young.
I mean, the way they were playing.
They're loaded.
And then you started hearing stories leaking out.
Yeah, like
Russell.
Yeah,
and
right.
Now his teammates can't stand it.
Right, I hope this doesn't happen here. But like that happened to that team. They should have won more, and it didn't because they couldn't overcome that. Whatever that crack was, they couldn't overcome it. And every day this stuff comes out, it feels like that. So eventually, you know what happened there, Hugh? They moved off the defensive players that were chatty, and they kept Russell, and they were fine. They were good for a little bit, but they didn't win anything, and they never could replicate it. I hope that's not where we're heading. But
I don't think it is. I think this is different. I think that for the most part, everybody sees what it is. It's kind of like I feel like with Pete Carroll and those guys, they kind of roll with Russell a little bit. You know what
I mean? Did feel like they try to protect him and incubate him a little bit.
Yeah, it feels like they're not doing that so much in this sense. And it might be for the best. Like, there's a lot that's going on with this team that a lot of people don't know that you just have to kind of let it play out. But I feel like the way that this team is constructed and the fact that Jeffrey Lurie walked down from the ivory tower and told everybody to cool out, they're going
to
be okay.
We told AJ to cool out.
Well, yeah, this team is dysfunctional. No question. But it's been – like, here's the thing. Newsflash. They've been dysfunctional for a while. They were dysfunctional before they won the Super Bowl. And they were able to do that. All the stuff they had going on that y'all know nothing about, they were able to overcome all of that and still win the Super Bowl. That's why I feel comfortable about the position they're in now. This is something for us to talk about. And listen, I know y'all don't want to hear about it, but we're going to talk about it because it's a story. Well, but I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to derail this season.
I hope you are totally 100% right, and we're back in Santa Clara, and we laugh about this in a few months. Big V and Mount Laurel, what's up, Big V?
Yo, Julio, how are you, brother?
Big V, what's up?
Okay, first and foremost, this is my take on it.
Okay.
We're going to be okay. Remember 23 when, you know, these defensive players, big play Slay and CJGJ, they were doing all that stuff in the locker room. They imploded that year, mm-hmm. and yeah. You know, we – okay.
So, they weren't okay that year, though.
Well, no, they were not okay that year. I mean, we played good, but once they imploded, right. We lost the yep. first round. So what did Howie and Jeffrey do?
What did they do? They went and got Saquon. And they got Vic Fangio. Yeah.
There you go. They got Fangio. They got Saquon. They got rid of all that stuff, and everything was cool. The next year, you know, we got the running game going on. We're recognized as a running team. And AJ, what is he doing? Sitting back, sending those messages because he's sitting on the sideline reading a book. Trying to express to people that he's not getting any work. He's not getting any pass. This year is the same thing. They shut him down on all these little media things, and he's still leaking. You know, like that ex-girlfriend that you had who's still trying to get in contact with you, but she gets in contact with your friends and everybody around you. That's all it is. It's all drama. But, AJ, if you're listening to the show, we are 8-2. We don't care.
I love the passion, Big V.
Won a Super Bowl. Cut all this drama out. Stop acting like a little girl. Man up and tell me you want to be traded.
You heard him.
I did hear him. If AJ's listening, maybe he'll figure it out.
That's right, because we need a dynasty. We need another Lombardi. And what we don't need is a grown man acting like a disgruntled girlfriend that just got broken up with and spread it all over the media. We don't need that drama. That's what we got the Sixers for.
That is typically true. Big V, we appreciate it. So, you know, guys, there is an assumption now that we've decided who's the people leaking the story, right? Like now it's just now.
No, yeah, it's meandered. I heard it, but I mean, what can you do? Yeah. I mean, you sit here and try to put
this
thing
know what your speculation was the other day. I mean, you crushed Petullo.
No, he's a snitch. He was a snitch. Recklessly speculate. I don't know who's done what, but it's interesting that we've all assigned blame to whoever we feel is leaking this, and we're mad at that person for leaking
I know.
It instead of trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
But I'm at the point now, man, listen, this team has been dysfunctional for this long. They'll be all right. They thrive in chaos.
They do. Doesn't it have a little skating on thin ice feel to it, though?
Not really.
It does for me. I mean, they're not moving the ball on offense, and they're pissed at each other. That's thin ice kind of stuff.
Well, it's like I couldn't imagine going to work every day across from somebody that I could like right there and like touch them, like right there, and have an issue with them and not say nothing to them. But obviously, they've mastered the art of doing that.
They're high-functioning dysfunction.
Because if I'm mad, like, listen, there ain't no way on God's green earth, if I'm that mad at somebody, that I'm going to sit there in meetings, and we're talking about drawing up the offense, and my name keep coming up to get the ball, and the dude that's pulling the trigger says, like, yeah, I got you.
And then doesn't on game day.
Dude, I'm swinging on him at some point. I can't do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you'd have no shots at last.
Listen, I know my limitations. Mm. I know my limitations. And I would have said something. Like, I would have been so pointed in my responses that I would have left no gray area. It would have been just straight out like, hey, listen, man, I can't stand this cat over here, man, for real. And I'm about to put hands on him. Or something like that. Yeah. I don't understand that.
You wouldn't be able to be a grown-up for very long.
Nah. That to me is probably A.J. Brown's greatest superpower. That he, instead of him like taking it to the source, he gets Twitter fingers.
Well,
great for us.
Someone else I know gets Twitter fingers sometimes, especially when they're after his quarterback list. Terrence in Springfield is up. What's up, Terrence?
Yeah, the list, by the way, you put out there on purpose to troll people, and then they yell at you, and you get upset.
Yeah, go ahead, Terrence.
I don't get upset. I'm just, you know.
Well, you kind of did. Go ahead, Terrence. What's up?
Hujo Kyle, what's up, man? Thanks for getting me in, guys.
You got it, Terrence.
Allow me to recklessly speculate, man. I'm on Facebook yesterday, and I'm reminded that Hard Knocks is preparing to launch NFC East.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We know.
Hard Knocks.
Yep.
And I'm thinking about all the drama going on right now, and AJ and Jalen Hurts, and I look at how Hurts been acting different a little bit, how in the offseason he didn't go to the ring ceremony. And to me, that was kind of like content, guys, getting ready for the season. And I believe Nick said, guys, look, guys, I believe he said, look, guys, we need some ratings. Let's get AJ and Hurts on some beef.
TV? This is a TV show.
Because look at it, Joe. They're better than everybody else. These guys are like, look, guys, we're better than everybody else. Mm. We got Fangio the Godfather, and we got a top defense. Let's let the offense look basic, and let's play possum. And we're going to turn it up down the stretch in the playoffs. And it's very ironic, guys, that this stuff is popping off right now while Hard Knocks is about to drop on December the 4th, guys. I think it got real personal, though. I think they let the content made it get personal. Because, yes, someone is your godfather, guys. Y'all don't beef like this. Like, all summer, Jalen didn't go to AJ's wedding. And how he can't go to your wedding and you're the godfather of his kid? Like, guys, I believe they got in an argument. I believe, like you guys said, Jalen got that bag, start acting different. Remember, guys, this started in 23 when Jalen first got that payday. And they said, we heard that back then he was acting a little different, acting a little Hollywood. Guys, look, guys, I'm going to say it right now. We got dollars coming in, guys. I'm not saying they're going to beat us, but we need to be on a higher alert. They're coming off an emotional win. They're coming off the kneeling passing. The offense is humming right now. We need to be careful, guys. Like, we need to let all this little drama and all the media get out the way, guys, because our offense is going to be tested this week to score a point.
Oh, I know, Terrence. It's got trap game feel. It does. We got to get through this one. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us for a notable breakup?
Man, all my answers got took, man. But I'm going to say a classic one, man, because this guy went off to do his own solo thing, the Jackson 5.
Jackson 5 is a notable breakup. All right, Terrence, we appreciate your phone call. Do you blame yourself for our callers doing reckless speculation?
That's about five today.
Yeah.
I mean, you.
No. I mean, this is.
You are turning this.
Saying it for the TV show, for Amazon, turning it up, and then the acting became real.
I appreciate them listening, but no, that ain't my fault. I have vision.
They saw you gain all these accolades.
Yep.
Insider of the year.
They want the same thing.
Reckless speculation. And they're like, you know, that could be me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's not.
Got started.
It's not.
But it's not.
Like my one, this is like my what, one, four, 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 third, fourth
you,
thing
you,
right here.
You vibrate on a higher frequency.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is my third or fourth thing. Know what I mean? I'm what they call a philanthropist now.
I don't think that's not what a philanthropist is. That's
philanthropist.
No.
Wait a minute. Something like that.
That's not a philanthropist. That's someone who gives back.
Like, no, that ain't me.
That's about the opposite.
I'm a jack of all trades.
That's it. That's a jack of all philanthropist, jack of all trades, yeah, whatever. All right, 215-592.
Not a wordsmith.
Definitely not a wordsmith. And the ambiguity.
All right, coming back with the philanthropist. We're gonna eavesdrop next here. What are they saying on Dallas radio? It sounds like they might be talking about the same stuff we are today. Wait until you hear this. That's next. Your phone calls. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.